That's how you do it. But yeah, I don't know. We've never done it this way, so
let it ride.
We might have a lot of dead air, but
let it ride.
Yeah, wish the fucking refs would. Good.
What are we? Probably about 5 hours after kick, give or take.
We're
it's 7 o'clock now.
8 hours.
Well, after the game started. Yeah, I say after bullshit. The end. Bullshit.
I got
bullshit.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm like numb to it.
Well, that's
I'm
why
I'm numb to getting fucked in the ass. I'm numb to it. Like, it happened at Baylor already. So, like, that was like the big one where I was like, okay, now I remember what this all feels like. Now it's like, okay, where does this rank in terms of like Kansas State 2017, Texas 2013? I mean, we have the board of all of it, but like, I'm numb to it. This is not in the top five. It still fucked us and we lost a huge game.
Do you know what bothers me the most about all of this? Is let's just set the whole wins and losses aside and all of the stakes that are tied to that. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just forget the fact that game meant a whole fucking lot to our season and how the rest of this whole hierarchy of the Big 12 plays out. Forget all of that. Forget it. Whatever. Let's forget it for a second. Why do we have to keep justifying ourselves against the rest of this fucking league about why we're getting hosed with these part-time officials? The league makes millions off of this product, and we're stuck with this bullshit part-time half-assed job that these officials are doing. I'm sure they're trying hard. They're probably accountants for a living. They're probably car salesmen for a living. Why can we not afford real refs who have to just focus on the job? Let them just focus on being refs for a minute and not their real job, and then show up on a Saturday and fuck around. They just cost us this game again. Am I wrong?
It's not really even fucking around. It's really just like these are blatantly bad calls.
Like, you don't,
or non-calls or whatever. Like, just call the game fair. If we're gonna call this,
yeah,
let's call this. That's fine. Screw both teams, or don't screw both teams. Call it both ways.
But we're playing flag football when Quinn Ewers gets a roughing the passer call in the second quarter, and then we get to rip my quarterback's head off when the game's on the line.
He's laying on the fucking ground.
That's what drives me nuts.
He's laying on the fucking
ground.
But
that's what I'm saying. And I'm call it fair. If we're going to play bloody football, let's play bloody football.
I'm fine
let's
with
do
not
this.
Even,
I'm not yeah. even, if we're going to play soft football, let's play soft football. Call it both ways.
Exactly.
Just be consistent.
Call it both ways.
Because I prefer it rough. I do.
I actually do prefer it rough. Yeah, I hate targeting
football
calls.
Is a violent game.
But when we're going to call roughing the passer on a almost sack, luckily he got it off.
Yeah,
we're not going to call targeting when our quarterback's laying on the ground holding his head.
Not to mention his knees on the ground.
And honestly, that bitterness probably comes back to even more calls that have happened in the past that should have never happened.
Let him know.
When he's laying there on the ground.
Holding his head.
I'm like, they might need to get the fucking stretcher. And I thought there was a chance that they would bring out the fucking stretcher and they still wouldn't throw a flag. Like, I'm numb to it. I knew they weren't going to do anything.
That's bullshit, though. You should not be a thinking.
I shouldn't be thinking we're going to get fucked again.
That's not right.
Every single fucking fan in that stadium on either side of the ball knew that we were going to march down the field and score. Even after Xavier Hutchinson drops the worst fucking drop ever, we're still rolling. We're still rolling. They knew they couldn't stop us. Deckers is gaining 6 yards before they tackle him on that first down play. We're still going to keep rolling. And by the way, we need to fucking run him more. What the fuck are our running backs?
Well, we can
talk about that a little bit later. But let me pull up what Nick Osen said, because Nick Osen, he's a really good barometer because this is his first season watching the program. He said, I'm not a ref. We know Nick. Not part of my job description. But out of any team I've ever covered or been around, calls sure seem to go against Iowa State more than really anyone else I can see. The thing is, like, every weekend, I mean, I just keep my pulse on college football because I like college football. I'm a fan of, like, rooting for teams and watching Alabama play Tennessee and all that. You don't see these type of egregious calls week in and week out in any other major conference except the Big 12. I mean, they, like, fucking, like, Oklahoma smoked a TCU receiver, no call. There's so many plays.
Baylor did it to West Virginia. Baylor did just it on Thursday.
Baylor did it to West Virginia.
Or no, yesterday.
Thursday. No fucking call. Thursday. It's every fucking game they're missing calls. It's unbelievable. And it's fucking up our season. We should be.
Well, honestly, I don't know if that would have changed the game or not. I don't even.
It doesn't matter.
Make the call. If you're going to call it every other time, you call it this time or you stop calling it.
I'm just saying this one thing, and somebody can tell me I'm a fucking idiot, and that's fine. I would love to hear them say it. This conference, are we not one of the top P5 conferences? Are we not considering ourselves just under the SEC and the Big Ten as far as earnings? Why can we not afford full-time referees who don't have to worry about a real job and then show up on a Saturday? Can we not, out of all the millions that we make, peel off enough for 20 officials?
I don't think that it's, can we afford better refs? I feel like they're,
no, I think
I can't
bad.
Go there. I just,
you,
this
you
is
absolutely,
you don't have no, this problem.
When referee F runs jumping in, celebrating because we fumbled the ball on a missed targeting call. Now I'm questioning, are we hiring fucking fans? What are we doing?
We're building SciTown on top of my parking spot, and we cannot afford real refs.
The thing that just makes me so upset is, like, you want to be considered this league that's, like, actually matters and is comparable.
Yes.
That's comparable to, or whatever the word is.
And we have
competitive
garage sale refereeing.
You can't even get one guy out there who's full time. Like, not even the head ref is full time. It's unreal. It's unreal. These guys, this is a joke. It's a fucking joke. That Baylor game, West Virginia game was a joke. The Baylor Iowa State game was a joke. This game was a joke. I mean,
I'm not saying it's all against Iowa State. I'm just saying it's bullshit across the board.
It's.
And why is the conference putting up with it? Why is Matt Campbell not pulling full-on Paul Rhodes? He should be going Paul Rhodes to 11 right now today. And I would help pay for his fine, even though I know he's richer than fuck compared to me. Because someone needs to say something. This is bullshit.
The only way that you're going to really make a change is if you boycott the season.
But why is the league doing favors for Texas?
Money.
They reviewed that fumble.
It was
they
terrible.
Reviewed that
the
targeting.
Is all over the place.
They reviewed that play so that Dallas could tell them that they wanted Texas to win over Iowa State, even though Texas is moving to the SEC after Texas has killed off the league.
I actually want to have it noted that at the end of that play call, they said that ruling on the field was his knee was down before the fumble came out. Then they reviewed it and said play stands on the field.
Texas
got the ball. So the refs can't even keep up with their
figure
own
it out.
Lies.
They can't keep up
they
with
can't
the lies.
Keep
figure
up
it
with
out.
Their own lies.
I'm getting close to, like, it's rigged.
It's fucking.
I'm getting close there.
When
it's fucking rigged.
The Big 12 moving the headquarters to Dallas was the beginning of the end. I hate the state of Texas being the center point of our conference. There is something corrupt as fuck with this league. We are playing with half-ass bullshit corruptible officials. This is all garbage. Garbage. We're all just playing. What are we? I mean, tinfoil hat all over the place here. I can't handle it.
I'm excited for them to get the fuck out of the conference. I'm excited.
The
for
best offensive performance we've had so far this conference season.
Oklahoma.
And I am pissed.
Oklahoma to get the fuck out of the conference. Bring in UCF. Bring in Houston. Mm. I know they probably don't belong, but they're teams that aren't entitled as fuck. Okay, TCU, do they fit? Not really. They're not entitled as fuck. West Virginia is not entitled as fuck compared to other teams. They're just like all the other teams in the Big 12.
And a conference administration that's willing to kowtow to that bullshit.
Yeah, they're not going to kowtow to UCF. They're not going to kowtow to Houston, maybe in basketball. But they're not going to kowtow to them. They're going to kowtow to Texas because Texas is a whiny baby back bitch who gets whatever they want. And when they're asked.
And it was proven right here today.
They want all the Texas back. They want the narrative. They want to put them in the conference championship, them to win the championship and get great ratings. And guess what? Texas will leave after this season, and good luck finding ratings then, because then your draw is gone. You need to be create. If you're going to create something, you need to be creating something out of us or Oklahoma State.
Texas blew it in 2008 when they lost the, was it the national championship then?
Yeah, 2009.
With McCoy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they fired Mac Brown, what, a year later?
No, a few years
later. A few years later because, well, it was kind of a mutual fire, but not fire. And then that's Texas's fault. That's nobody else's fault that Texas couldn't handle one season that didn't go their way. That's not on everybody else.
The worst part about this is there's a couple things. You have a whole team of boys who are flying back tonight thinking, oh, shit, we just lost the game. When they played a basically flawless football game. Yes, we had some drops. We let in some touchdowns.
There's going to be some fuckabouts.
But
it's football. But you're always going to have issues.
But we were playing a really talented team in Texas. I think Texas is a top 10 team in the country when they have Quinn Ewers. Now, you didn't see that today. But when they had Quinn Ewers, they looked like a top 10 team. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But
our defense had a hand in that.
That we went into that stadium and really rocked them around. And we were the better team all day. Like,
You're goddamn right, we were the better team.
And we have a bunch of boys who think that we lost. We have a bunch of boys who think that we lost when really, no, you got fucked over. You got fucked over. You didn't lose. You got fucked over. And then there's a bunch of knuckleheads in this fucking fan base who think, well, you got to play a better game. Listen, football's not perfect, okay?
Right.
Texas was going to lose that game, okay? Yeah. And they had it given to
them. They weren't perfect either.
No team is ever fucking perfect. So if you're one of those fans that, oh, well, Xavier Hutchinson dropped the ball. But guess what?
Tampa should have stopped every single fucking ball that was thrown at him. Otherwise,
You can take that X miss and then look at two plays later. What do you do?
He caught
like a 20-yard catch.
Yeah.
First down. Restarted. Yes. Okay. So he missed it. He got us the first down. That's football.
He didn't fuck up the game for us. He didn't fuck up the game. Jalen Noll had a lot of drops. He also had two touchdowns, one really long one.
Fuck yeah, he did.
Like, that's football, is you fuck up some and you just live to play another down. Right. You can't live to play another down when you're getting rocked in your fucking head and fumble the ball.
And you can't live to play another down when you make an amazing tackle on the quarterback. And you get called for roughing the pass. Like,
I'm not even worried.
This goes back to the Baylor game, though. How can you overcome some of these calls? We've almost done it. Both these games.
This league is so fucking tight. Both these games,
we've almost overcome it.
And then last week, fucking Colby Reader misses tackling the quarterback because he's terrified of getting a roughing the passer.
Exactly right.
Touch. Like, how do these guys play? You got to just tell them, like, we don't care about the penalty.
McLaughlin hit
fucking kill
Quinn Ewers and he got that penalty, dude, do it every time.
Do it every time.
I don't give a shit if you get a 15-yard penalty every time. Do it every time,
that
Will.
Because that is how you play the game of football.
Eventually, that's going to get called out and it's not going to be acceptable. No. Do it every time.
Is this flag football or is this real football? The guy has the ball, you drive his ass into the dirt. And that is exactly how you have to play the game of football. if we're going to end up with a freshman linebacker hesitating on whether or not he should be hitting a quarterback, then we just fucked up our freshman linebacker for the rest of his 4 years. Good night to his career. Thank you, Big 12 referees.
I will always cheer for you, Will. Hit him. I
promise you, I'm not crying. I have fucking bad allergies.
Well,
hit him, Will. Seriously.
I could have been crying.
I'll take 15 yards every time if you hit that quarterback like that.
If I knew he was going to get a fucking roughing the passer call, I'd say rip his helmet off and take a dump in his mouth.
Right. Literally, you might as well make it worth it.
Make it worth it.
You might as well pick him up and throw him on the ground, which is what that penalty is designed for.
Like, I thought, like, literally, like, after they scored that last touchdown, Texas, I was thinking, okay, we're going to record a podcast and we'd be bitching about where the fuck was this all week, but we still shat down our leg.
Like, and then we came back.
And then we came like back man. And we're like, okay, and fighting now, like now I'm going to talk about how, oh, look at that comeback. Iowa State of old's back. We're slinging around the yard. Everybody's clicking. And then we get fucked by the refs. And I was like, oh, so it's Iowa State of way back where we get fucked over in the last second.
Against Texas on a fumble.
Well, and you know
on
what?
A fumble.
It's always
on a fumble.
You know what,
against
though?
Texas, Paul Rose style.
You know what, though? Probably wouldn't even be that butthurt over the whole targeting non-call if we didn't get called for every bullshit targeting call out there. If our players even remotely touch another player's helmet, that's a targeting call.
It's not allowed.
And it's always the second play of the first drive of the game. Yeah. And we're out. And then that shit happens. Would we have won? I have no fucking idea. We'll never know because we don't get to see it.
It just makes me think that, like, it just makes me think
it's
like
a fucking conjure.
Like it's like fucking WWE.
Yes.
The Big 12.
It's a joke.
The Big 12. It just makes me think that, like, the Big 12 office is just going.
It's half real.
We're not going to leave all these millions and billions of dollars in the hands of an 18 to 22 year old.
Get fucking Texas out of here so we can play real football.
They got to find a way to just go, okay. Find a call to call it where you can just call pass interference. Or
you know what, though?
Quinn Ewers, best quarterback money can buy. Yeah. Guess what? When Texas finally started moving the ball, what happened? They didn't give the ball to that fucking piece of shit quarterback. Yeah. They gave it to their three stellar fucking running backs. They have an amazing stable of running backs. I will not give them any shit about the running back room.
They
took the ball out of his hands.
They took the ball out of his hands, and then the officials did the rest. And that's what pisses me off is we could have lost to Texas, and it would have been fair and square. But the way that we were just shat on at the end of that game, from you set the bar with that roughing the passer on Will McLaughlin, in the second quarter, I'm pretty sure it might have been the end of the first quarter.
I think it was the second quarter.
At any rate, first half, soft as Charmin. And then our quarterback gets his head fucking ripped off when the game's on the line and his knees down. And everything is out the window. Holy fuck, we need to make sure that the Texas Longhorns come out on top on this. That is what the stall was all about. They were waiting for the call from headquarters in Dallas. I guarantee you this, Jamie Pollard, get your shit on the horn. We got fucked. That is the reason why they were stalling. They were stalling, waiting to get told from on high whether or not they should give the call to the right team or if they should give the call to Texas, even though Texas has been trying to fuck over our entire league. I am so tired of how our conference just wants to just implode. I'm done with it.
Listen,
come on.
Listen to these stats. So Texas.
Jeremiah George, fumble at the end zone.
Right?
Get it out of here.
Pick six.
Over again.
For the six.
You're going to make me fucking go crazy with my allergies, Kat. But Texas ran 69 plays on offense. They had 43 runs and 23 pass attempts. Quinn Ewers completed 17 of his 26 pass attempts. So 17 of their 69 plays were completed passes by Quinn Ewers.
Right.
They took the ball out of his hands.
They took it completely.
Now, yes, their rushing attack was working, but they took it out of his hands.
They tried with him in the first half.
He couldn't do
and
shit.
And we made him our bitch.
He couldn't do shit.
He could not do shit.
He couldn't do shit. And their run opened up the pass at the end. Throw that cat out. God, why do cats, like, every time you're mad, they just go, I'll make you more mad.
They're attracted to people that don't like
them. God.
Look at that fat cow.
Well, she even looks like a cow. But anyways.
Horns down.
Yeah, right, mouse. Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm a dairy cow. Anyway. I don't live in Texas. So,
it's just a tired argument that for some reason, teams in our conference that come out on top out of this bullshit, and maybe we're part of the culprits. Maybe we have benefited from bullshit calls. I don't think so. Maybe once in a blue moon.
I think an Oklahoma game like 2 years ago, maybe. But other than that, I can't think of it.
As a league, we need to say enough is enough. This is not.
It will go away.
You can't.
It'll go away.
What, kicking Texas and Oklahoma out all of a sudden? Now we're going to call a fair game?
Yeah, they got it.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, because they don't have daddy and mommy.
No, yet. I'm done with that.
Mommy and daddy are gone. Now you can actually do your job.
Why is the league pandering to two teams who won out anyways? Texas has already tried to kill the league for 10 years, and we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt?
I mean,
for 24 years, pretty much 26 years.
I mean, I see.
No, 96, I think.
Now growing up, I mean, I'm sure people listening know people like this, but I've seen people where I'm like, either the husband or wife wants nothing to do with their significant other, and the other person's like fighting like hell to keep them there, but this is impossible. It's like, why are we even trying?
We're like the wife who husband slaps her around and she keeps coming back.
Why you keep coming back? Why are you trying to? Why is the Big 12 trying to help these fucking teams?
Right? When they've already said they're leaving.
They want you to lose your job. They want you to die.
And we just gave them these favors. Why? Why are we helping Texas for our ratings this season when we already have guaranteed money on our TV contract? It doesn't even matter what Texas's rating is this season.
Didn't you not lose? I want to ask them. Like,
doesn't
did
even
you not lose sleep for a fucking year when you didn't know what was going to happen in this league?
Fuck.
You didn't know if you were going to have a job in 2 or 3 years because Texas and Oklahoma are leaving and the gang might split up because Iowa State was thinking about going to the Big Ten. Kansas State was thinking about dying. All those other schools are thinking about going to the Pac-12 or whatever. Like,
right.
You were going to be the Big East. You're not going to be there anymore.
And we just bent over for Texas again in 2022.
I'm not bending over.
Well, the league did.
The league's bending over.
The league just did again.
It's an embarrassment.
Name me a better explanation.
When Stuart Mandel is commenting that we got hosed, we fucking got hosed.
Because if you want to talk about somebody who does not give a fuck about the Big 12.
And he only cares about the powers.
He is the poster child of somebody who does not give a fuck about the Big 12.
He doesn't give a fuck about the Big 12. Especially doesn't give a fuck about Iowa State.
But there was a tweet.
Exactly right.
There was a tweet that was basically the essential term of football is going to have its flaws and stuff like that. You're expected to be flawed. Like, shit's going to happen.
Yeah.
You should not have to overcome the refs and your flaws. Like, you already have your flaws. Yes. It's going to happen. Going to happen.
A good
overcome yourself. You throw a pick. Okay. Can you overcome it?
A good completion percentage by a quarterback is like 67%.
Yeah,
good shooting for a shooting guard in basketball is like 30%.
You cannot say
from three.
You cannot say, well, we did this pass wrong and we threw this pick and we did that. That's what cost us
no,
the game.
No,
when
that happens every
when,
fucking game.
Yes, when you both teams. Have refs on the line.
Do they not have a bunch of five stars? I'm sick of these fucking people on Twitter who are just like, oh, we messed up here. It's like, do they not have five stars? You know what the
did
fuck
did they
doing?
Not mess up?
Did yeah, they not?
Did.
They
oh, that up? Doesn't matter.
Fucking
to them?
Quinn Ewers threw a backwards pass into the dirt.
Fuck yeah, he did. Oh, how like, we did not get like, our yes. body on that. Oh, I forgot about that play.
Like, we fuck up. They fuck up. That's part of football.
But the refs,
the refs can't fuck up. That's their fucking job. What? They don't have to carry the ball. They don't have to do shit.
Part-time, they have reviews.
Part-time refs.
They have reviews.
Part-time so refs fuck can up. Fuck up. Why is the Big 12?
Why do we have part?
Why is the Big 12 playing with part-time second job officials? We should have full-time officiating crews with the money we're making. How many millions is this league pulling in every year? And
joke.
We cannot have
a
crew
joke.
Of full-time head officials.
A fucking joke.
Even if they're part-time assistant officials, whatever the rest of the crew is called.
A fucking joke.
You cannot afford. Are you telling me that we cannot afford full-time head officials? Get out of here, Dallas. Get out of here. This is bullshit. What are we, the MAC?
The MAC has better.
Good night. I mean, come on. We're just playing around with this bullshit. And then we review and everybody and their brother is talking about from the TV reviews. Well, it's going to be this call. And then they come in with the next thing on high. Oh.
And now we're looking at a 3-4 season. The best we can do is 8-4.
And the best part about all of this bullshit is that I'm feeling better about my team than
oh,
I have in weeks.
Because you knew that we were supposed to win.
Well,
we're supposed
to
win that game.
That's actually true. Our offense.
We were going to win that game.
Deckers, he was clicking.
We were
going to
win that
it.
Game. We were going to win
it.
That game. Because we were going to kick a field goal, and then we probably would have wanted an overtime.
I swear to
or
you.
Or we would have just taken
well,
it home.
Our defense is elite, let's face
yeah,
it.
We would have taken it. We would have scored a touchdown most likely. But even if not, we would have kicked a field goal and wanted an overtime.
I just figured somebody who was in the line of chain who gets the plays called in must have eaten the beans or something the night before and was on the can. And so somebody went on autopilot.
Yeah, Matt Campbell called the plays.
And somebody was calling the plays differently because
Matt Campbell's calling plays.
We were just snapping along on offense.
Fuck, we were throwing 15-yard passes, baby.
We were catching them. We'll have to look into it. I'm pretty sure that I saw Matt Campbell calling plays out there.
He may have been.
Because Deckers was running. We told him to not run.
Yeah.
He was throwing it down the field. We were actually
he was throwing
15 routes.
Yarders, yeah. And those were beauties.
And the only thing that I problem I have, can we find a fucking running back, please?
Norton was starting to see the ball. Okay. Starting to towards the end.
Somebody break free, please.
Honestly, I don't want to call anybody out, but
I know. Just somebody, please. I'm not going to call anybody out, but that whole position has been lacking. I mean, I can pull it up here, but what's going on?
I mean, I'm just gonna say,
yes, sir.
Short yardage situations when we're not trying to fake like we're gonna go for it on fourth down. Maybe we should still go under center. Because that was the only time I saw us go under center was when we were clearly faking to go for it on fourth down. We went under center and got the delay of game and then kicked the punt. That might have gotten blocked. Was that the one that got blocked?
I don't even want to get into the running backs. Because
well, I'll give you the stats because and you'll fucking puke.
Okay. Well, sure. So I'm welcome.
Leading, to... I'll go down the rushers. Hunter Deckers, 8 carries, 30 yards.
Was he our leading rusher?
He's our leading rusher.
Oh, barf.
Deion Silas, 10 carries for 25 yards, average of 2.5.
I thought he was our leading rusher.
Cartavius Norton, 6 carries for 15 yards, 2.5 at average.
That's not bad.
Jirell Brock, 2 carries for 4 yards, 2-yard average. And Eli Sanders, 2 carries for 0 yards. I mean,
we averaged
2.5. We averaged our running backs averaged less than 3 yards per carry. That's not good.
Jirel is clearly injured.
He's injured. Yeah,
he is absolutely injured. I don't.
We need this bye week, and we got fucking hosed before it, and it sucks. But now
that's fine. That's fine. I was not, to be honest with you, I was not expecting this kind of offensive improvement going into this game. I was trying so hard to pump myself up for this game.
I think part of it might also be that Texas is in a letdown look ahead sandwich where they really
I'm not giving them that off because we've beaten them three seasons in a row.
Just give me until the Oklahoma game. Give me after the Oklahoma game, then I'll let you know.
We have beaten them 3 years in a row.
If Matt Campbell was calling plays, I wouldn't be surprised if this has actually changed because I mean we were throwing it down the field. I mean, we were through a quick pass to Jalen Knoll, who was like 12 yards down the field, and he took it for a touchdown. That shit doesn't happen last week. If it was going to happen last week, it would have happened last week. We fucking won the game. Same thing in Kansas.
Something.
Jalen Knoll had a good game. He didn't have a great game because he dropped a shit ton. Xavier Hutchinson had a good game, not a great game, because he dropped a really big one. Demetrius Stanley had a really good game. Hanukkah had a really good game, and the refs said, you know what, boys, you're having a really good afternoon, but we fucking hate you, so you're going to fucking lose. I can't, like, I was mad earlier. I can't get hyped up right now because, like, I'm just numb to it. Numb to getting fucked over.
Well, one, really, like, let my team lose because they lost.
Let them lose because they suck. Don't let them lose because you take it from them.
I'm
tired of it.
So the targeting call gets called. We lose. Okay, well, we had our opportunity. We lost. Mm-hmm. Don't take it from us because of shit calls. The same thing with that whole roughing the passer. That is a tackle. That is football. Are we playing football? Do we need to put the leather fucking helmets cones on? Back on and see what people will do? Is that where we need to go? Let's go there then.
Again, Will, drive his ass into the ground every time.
Yeah, Will, get him.
Because that is not fucking
roughing
the passer.
Will, I will cheer on that penalty every time.
Take that penalty every time if they're going to throw that.
Listen to your coach. There's like nothing else that we can talk about.
I
want to talk about like, oh, I like this. Oh, I think we need to improve this. There's nothing. We had a good game. We had a really good game. There's really nothing else.
And we might have lost.
And we might have lost, but we had a really good game. There's really nothing else you could do. We were playing a basically top 10 team when they have Quinn Ewers. Supposedly, I mean, people were talking about how they could
be took his team. Ass out of the game.
He was out of the game.
Did we not take?
They his know ass it. Out yeah, we took him out of the game. Yeah, at the end there, when he how was kind of when he was throwing at, when he was thrown at the end, is because we were terrified of Bijan Robinson.
How about that defense?
The defense. They need to batten up the hatches when it's the running backs. But Colby Reader wasn't in. Carson Marshall wasn't in. We were playing two true freshmen.
But you're talking about some of the best running backs in the country.
Oh, Bijan Robinson is the best running back in the country, no doubt.
Yeah, fucking Deuce Vaughn.
Deuce Vaughn ain't shit.
That carnival version of a real running back.
He runs like a fucking baby with a diaper on.
And we showed it last weekend.
Like, I'm trying to give people a good episode here. I just don't have anything other than...
Other than we got fucked. Absolutely got fucked and we were not willing.
Like, and
no means no, refs.
And you can't try to convince me otherwise. There's people on Twitter, there's people other places, there's people texting me saying, you gotta catch that. Chance to catch that. Guess what? No.
Is this the NFL? Are these guys getting paid millions? No, not on Iowa State's roster, maybe on Texas's, but not on Iowa State's. The league should be able to afford real officials. We have rec league officials. Get out of here. Get out of my league. You do not belong if we're actually big boys. Are we big boys? I mean, come on. This is just dumb.
I mean,
we're letting it go to bullshit.
What's that saying where it's like, fool me once or whatever?
Yeah, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 10 times in a row. I guess I'm a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot. I mean, it's a Big 12.
This is the best I can get.
This is a Big 12. Like, makes me kind of want to be an Indiana fan again.
Shut up.
Because then I know that my team sucks. I'm just like, I lose even though we're the better team that day.
Oh, yeah, this is just.
This is why
people drink.
No, that's not why people drink. People drink for other reasons. You were drinking before I got
here. Well, that's true. Well, I was preparing for what was going to happen. Mm. That's why I started drinking.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but I drink because of a football game. Okay. Yeah. Maybe you have a bigger problem than you think.
Well, you know.
But there's a lot of people talking about how they're going to be apathetic if we lost this game.
No.
Just because we lost. Now, like, if you're apathetic after this, you're not a psycho fan.
No, this is the best.
Because we're good and we got fucked over. This is, we're going to go on a tear here. We're going to win every game.
This was the best offensive display I have seen. I don't give a fuck if you do this against Ohio. I don't give a fuck if you do this against SEMO. That doesn't mean shit to me.
That means shit.
We just marched up and down Texas' ass. And that's real football. That is real football.
They're a good team.
They're a real team.
I'll give it to them. They're a good team.
Sarkisian, you lucky motherfucker. You got the W out of this thing.
They know that they stole one. Oh. I mean, those players might think that they're good. But yeah. They think they're hot shit. All those coaches know that they stole it. They stole it.
But take this momentum into the bye week. Let's build on this. And beat the fuck out of Ohio. I almost said Ohio. Oklahoma.
Ohio might be better than them.
The doormat of the conference. The Oklahoma Sooners.
I hope they wear their black jerseys. I'm talking about Oklahoma. Wear their black jerseys.
Give us a night game. Give me a night game. Give me a night game. How about that game?
It'll probably be a 2:30 game.
Well, I take that too. No 11 o'clock.
Today was terrible.
Big noon.
Have they announced that time yet, or have they just announced the let me check here. No.
I don't think they
are. They on who do they have next week? Oh, they're not on either.
Because it's 2 weeks out. We're not gonna know till Tuesday, I bet you. Yeah, we're not gonna know. Don't give me 11.
Oh, shit, USC's beating Utah. That's good. What time are these games?
I don't know what happens in the Pacific Coast.
Yeah, I know you don't care. I care.
Why would anyone care
next week, Kansas and Baylor.
This is exactly why Pac-12 schools need to bail on the pack.
We'll probably be at 11.
If you give me an 11 o'clock kick, I'm going to be so mad.
Oklahoma State, Kansas State, they'll be either 2:30 or late night. Baylor, Texas Tech. Actually, West Virginia, TCU, that might be 11. I just don't want 11.
No. Give me that 2:30 or the 6.
So, looking ahead to the November 6th, one of those two games will be the 11 o'clock Fox kick.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have West Virginia in the afternoon. Anyway, this is not good radio, but like.
No. So, you're telling me we've got a chance at an evening kick.
Give me a night game, please.
Oh, baby.
I'm sure one of those games will be a night game.
All right. If anyone here is still listening that sits between the 40s, get your shit together. Because I need you to get loud. Or give your tickets to somebody else who actually gives a fuck.
Yeah.
We're gonna pound the bejesus.
We're gonna beat Oklahoma. We're gonna kill
Oklahoma. So garbage.
Like, you look at these teams. None of these teams have defenses. So if we just can keep up what we have, we're gonna roll every team.
My God.
None of these teams have defenses.
And our defense is just
literally ungodly. Oklahoma does not have a defense.
And they don't have the offense that they're used to.
West Virginia doesn't have the defense. Oklahoma State, I'm not so sure. Texas Tech doesn't have the defense. TCU doesn't have the defense. The five games that we have left, they don't have defenses. I think we'll probably end up, if we have this offense, I think we'll probably end up going 7-5. We'll probably drop one of them. But 7-5 right now, I'll take it.
I'm not willing.
We'll probably lose to Oklahoma State. But I think a lot of those home games and then TCU, I don't know.
I could handle that. That would be a hell of a run, and then we're going to sit back. We've talked about this before this game even started today. We're going to sit back December looking at the season, thinking, where the fuck was that offense on those first three games of the season?
Well, I put out a tweet today talking about how many young guys played. I mean, we had a ton of freshmen and – well, first years and second years, I'll say that, so we don't fuck up with the red shirts and all that. We had a lot of first years and second year guys playing today. I mean, Will McLaughlin started, Jeremiah Cooper started, who else started? Orange got in there a lot. Norton started.
And what? We earned a win.
Yeah. Really only the young guy who we're not going to have for – so we're going to have basically every position of guys. We're going to have – for another 2 years after this, except for probably wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have these guys for a long time. I mean, Hanukkah, he's going to be here a long time.
And the way
Noel's going to be here for another 2 years.
And the way this
transfer Deckers portal will probably be here for another year or two.
The way the transfer Norton, portal works.
Norton has to stay here. Yeah.
It's not all one way.
No,
no. People aren't. Iowa State fans are so used to thinking that we're going to just lose our best guys due to the transfer portal.
Well, yeah.
They come both ways.
What's going to happen is that all these fucking Miami players who are very talented are just going to get mad that their team's buying out players.
And they're not playing.
And they're not playing. And they're going to – maybe are they as good as the other guys that Miami got?
Who knows?
Probably not, but our coaches are better at putting them in a position to win.
Yep.
Put them in a good position to win, and yeah, I mean,
what scares me a
little. They want to play, and if we see them, they're talented enough, like Dimitri Stanley. Now I know he came from Colorado. If they're talented enough to play, then we'll play them.
I tell you what, Stanley, I was all kinds of pessimistic about him after week three,
mm-hmm.
and look at that fucker go.
Yeah,
he's playing great. I wish I had him for another year. I mean, look at this guy.
I'll have to see if we do or not. I don't think we do.
I don't think we do. I think this is a 1 year and done, which is too bad because you see that guy.
It's clicking.
It is clicking for him. He is catching the ball. He is blocking for the runner in front of him. Everything's coming together now.
Yeah, this is his fifth year playing.
Yeah, I thought he was done, which is too bad. Because it really is coming together. And that's all right. I'm glad to have him for this one season. It's up to him to make the most of it. I was worried that it was going to be a waste three games in.
Wait, hold on a second here.
What are you holding on to?
How many games did he play in his first year? Because he might have another year.
Oh, with you the think, COVID year. You think he may – well. See, COVID screws me up.
Let me see how he – I'll have to fucking figure this out. He might have another year. He had like 11 receptions in his first
year. Well, ask him.
I don't know.
Don't you know him?
No.
I don't know him personally either.
No.
If I did, he probably wouldn't like me.
Not yeah. after the first week.
I mean, he'd start liking me now.
Well, I gotta
look this I love up. Him now. He's my guy.
Oh, he
Yeah, all right, all right. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Oh, he only played in three games.
Oh, so he's definitely got another season.
He got another year. If he wants to come back.
Come on, bud. Come on.
We need him.
Get that Masters.
X is going to be gone.
Enjoy your adventure at Iowa State.
Enjoy it. I mean, he's probably enjoying it now because he's actually getting the ball.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right.
He dressed for 10, but you can dress for as many as you want.
That cleans up our receiving room.
Hold on now. You need like five deep for me to feel like cleaning up.
Well, I mean, it certainly goes a long ways.
It goes a long way.
Yeah. I mean, we're
you're feeling good now. You just hate the refs.
I just fucking hate our refs.
God.
Well, I mean, it's the X factor. I know what we have. I know what the other team has. And now there's the bullshit factor. Why is our league so terrible when it comes to officiating when other top leagues are not? I'm assuming. I mainly watch Big 12 football. So who knows? Maybe the Big 10
and the SEC
are complete trash too.
No, it's fine. Now teams will complain that they don't get the
You'll get an occasional call.
They don't get the pass interference call or the holding call or whatever. But it's not egregious where your fucking quarterback gets hit in the noggin and fumbles the ball because he's getting not even joking. He probably passed out for like a millisecond. And dropped the ball because he passed out or he blacked out for a second.
I don't doubt that for a bit.
He probably blacked out for a good half a second. And that's why he dropped the ball. I've been hit like that before.
I'm seeing photos passing around on the internet of that Texas defender with Cardinal paint on the crown of his helmet. Is that not textbook?
We hit him with his shoulder.
He hit him with his shoulder. No, bullshit. If Iowa State fans, if you're listening to this and you hear somebody say that he hit him with his shoulder, they're talking about the guy who hit him first, not the guy who hit him second. The guy that hit him second is the motherfucker that hit him in the foul. That is the foul. The second guy.
Oh, I think most Iowa State fans know that.
It's just
what pisses me off. So much.
The volume of Texas fans is what gives them the advantage. They have too many of them.
So I'm standing up.
All right, stand up.
So the guy comes in and just launches at Deckers.
Yes.
And then the next thing he does is he gets up and he looks and sees the fumble and then he starts flexing. Okay. And I'm just like, fuck you, dude. You know that was targeting. And you're just flexing. You're just flexing, showing off. And then he's going like, hell yeah, I caused that shit. I'm like, you're a fucking cheater. But guess what? It's not on him. It's on the fucking refs. Because they're supposed to call that.
They should have.
I don't blame him. He's trying to make a play. And
he put himself in position.
He's not in control of if they call a flag or not.
And if that's how the game's supposed to be called.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, this fucking cheap bastard.
And if that's how the game's supposed to be called, then that's how the game's supposed to be called. But that's not how the game was being called. That's what gets me.
I don't even know if I can do this anymore.
So there's our game.
There's our fucking game review. You want to, like, I'm proud of all of our guys. I think we have a bright future in our quarterback. We have a bright future now that we know that Dimitri Stanley's going to stay for next year, hopefully, maybe. I think we're going to have good pass catchers. Hanukkah's going to be here for a while. So is Dean. So is the rest of that room. Our line was good today.
I love
that. There's nothing where I'm like, okay, that player doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Mm-hmm. Now we'll see what the PFF grades are tomorrow and whatnot.
We still need to figure out this running back room.
We need to figure out the running back room, but I'm sure that all the guys who we would have.
But Hunter?
The bell cow's been hurt.
But Hunter just did it.
He did it.
He just fucking did it against the Texas Longhorns. Like,
you bring my grandma to that game and you say one of these quarterbacks. Yes. You got to sit down.
Sit back down.
Hear me. But you bring my grandma to that game and say one of these quarterbacks is getting paid millions.
And the other one is here to. Is here to get a degree.
The other one is from a small ass town here to get a degree. You'd be like, oh yeah, Hunter's getting paid a boatload.
Yeah.
And the other one, they took it out of his cans because he's a small town kid who's just trying to sling it around the yard.
Yeah, his job is just not to turn the ball over.
What a joke. What a fucking joke.
Yeah. That was exactly how I felt. Quinn Ewers.
And I can't blame any of the Texas players either because they are coming out to play the game. They weren't trying to be cheap or anything, I don't think.
No,
they
weren't trying to be cheap. It's a fucking ref. I don't think so either. They were playing ball.
Quinn Ewers can't control that they call a roughing passer on that. I'm sure he didn't think it was roughing the passer, but he'll take it.
I love a physical game. But when you call it cheap, when you start calling it cheap, And then all of a sudden, when guys start banging and you don't call it cheap anymore, that's what bothers me.
I just can't deal with this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm proud of this team, but just.
Where's the consistency in this targeting penalty is mainly
we need to come out and roll Oklahoma. We need to roll them.
2 weeks to fuck them up. 8-4.
Those Texas players, they don't realize that they just fucking stole one. They don't realize it. That's the thing. I'm going to be like, listen, we were going to win. It's going to be 28-24.
They should have absolutely lost. That's the best part about this whole
damn
thing.
Is that
offensive display. We didn't have this. We did not have this belief the last couple of weeks.
No, we didn't. I would have sit here and told you that. Oh, man.
I didn't have this belief.
No.
I knew our defense was here to play.
Where
the hell was Manning's offense? Here they come. Show it to me again in 2 weeks, Tom.
Matt Campbell's offense.
He was looking at a I'll give Tom.
You watch your game over tomorrow. You'll see a Matty boy looking at the play sheet.
Our offense came to play today.
Here, I'll say this. I don't give a fuck who's calling the plays.
Right?
Just fucking get in the end zone.
More of that. Because
fuck.
You saw our defense still answer the bell, even though we raised the tempo on offense. We weren't playing this three tight end set bullshit that might have worked in 2020 and didn't work now ever since because we don't have those tight ends to make it happen. Or the running back. Sorry, blanking. We got up tempo and got right on their ass.
I think people are going to be pretty happy that I'm not breathing in my fucking phone. Anyway.
Yeah. We'll call it now.
Oh, well, yeah, just hit the there.
There we go.
All right. Good podcast. Go Cyclones.
Fuck you, Big 12 refs.
Fuck you, Big 12 refs.
Or more so the office.
And fucking horns down.
Horns down too. I'll have a drink to that.
I got you.